One in four women will be affected by domestic violence, and at least two women, die every week at the hands of their partners or their former partners.
If you follow the news or follow politics even casually, you'll hear these particular statistics a lot. Two women a week die from domestic violence. One in four women will experience it in their lifetimes. They sound awful, terrible, all the more so because they exist in a vacuum. The figures are presented to you all by themselves. This way they have a greater impact.
80 men kill themselves every week, but you never hear that. Something like 5 or 6 children are killed on the roads every week, but we don't hear that. 30,000 people die of some disease every week, but we don't hear about that. We hear constantly about these two women every week who are killed in domestic violence incidents. And which just goes to show how selfish and how powerful is the feminist lobby, that they are only concerned about this very small number of women who are killed every week by domestic violence.
I don't think the one in four women have experienced domestic violence at some point in their lives is a valid figure, because apart from anything else, it was actually taken from women in refuges. There were no control groups. It isn't a proper analysis.
Figures like these are known as factoids. Norma Mailer described a factoid as
often a factoid actually is a lie, and like many lies and misconceptions, once it's been published, it develops a life of its own, and it's reprinted and rebroadcast over and over again. It acquires the hallmark of truth, simply by repetition.
Now, every minute of every day, police receive a call about domestic violence, and each week, two women die as a result of it.
And I may not even know where it's coming from, because often there's an echo effect off places like cable and like radio, and those wrong pieces of information are repeated and repeated. By the time it reaches me, I don't even know what the source was.
What they learn about the candidates will be what the media shows them or tells them, decides not to show, not to tell.
For example, but the FBI doesn't calculate or track data on domestic violence, because domestic violence is not a federal crime. But did you realise that violence includes such things as a raised voice or a slammed door? Very often, simply saying a thing has power to influence others. It need not have any basis in fact, but saying it effectively makes it real. This is why such a great deal is said about domestic violence by so many agencies and people. There are frantic and ongoing efforts to simply say as much as possible about it, in a huge effort to create truth out of thin air.